Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days, like Cheeseball Day, or worse, Moldy Cheese Day, amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey Paul, Ashley here. I am excited for you to tell me all about National Public Lands Day. The only thing keeping me sane during the pandemic has been the ability to take my dog and my partner and get in our car and drive to the middle of nowhere. And most often that middle of nowhere is usually a state or local or national park. And what I love about these public lands is that anyone can come for a very low price or no price and really find and discover the great outdoors. So, Paul, tell me more about what makes them so special. Thanks.
Today, September 26, 2020, is National Public Lands Day. The reason I give you the date and year is because this national day officially falls on the fourth Saturday of September every year. The goal of this day, which started in 1994, is to volunteer your time by visiting your favorite public land and doing some good, like repairing trails or collecting trash. Due to the pandemic, some, not all, annual events have been canceled, but have no fear. Of course there are some virtual events. I will put a link in the show notes to help you find one. If you do get to your favorite public spot, you can share your story using the Public Lands Day hashtag. Today's first recommendation is from the She Explores podcast. It's an interview with advocate Katie Bouet. She is an advocate for the outdoors, but Katie explains that she does a lot of her advocating using social media. But she also makes sure to note that you need to take your actions out into the real world. My guest today is Ashley Lusk. I know Ashley because she is the co-editor of the Bellow Collective, a publication about audio and podcasts. As a little side note, Bellow is a wonderful community that anyone can join and converse with a lot of podcast-loving people over Slack. Outside her work with the Bellow Collective, Ashley has developed audience strategies for shows like Dolly Parton's America, Radiolab, Nancy, and Great Big Story. Since that's a lot of podcast options, I'm not sure I can pick just one. But if I must, I give you one of my favorite Radiolab episodes. It's called The Punchline, and it's about hockey goon John Scott, who ended up playing in the NHL All-Star Game against a lot of odds. You don't have to be a hockey fan to enjoy it. For our third episode, Ashley recommends P-Line from the California Love podcast. Ashley says, and I quote, "California Love is a gorgeous and wide-ranging series, and I hope you listen to all the episodes. But if you want to see what makes it so special, check out P-Line, an episode about a party line that became a hangout spot for Los Angeles teens." Unquote. For today's extra hot sauce, I'm going to do a little humble brag in hopes that it inspires you to do some good. A while back, I wrote an article for the Bellow Collective entitled 15 Ways to Help Your Favorite Podcasts, where I list out 15 ways you can help your favorite podcasts. That is some good SEO right there. A link is in the show notes. Come back on October 5th for something very funky. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.